Lewis West, LEWISWST, 1718-66. 12-20-24, 58-year-old man was involved in a motor vehicle accident on October 29th. He ran off the road, ran into some trees. He was fine at the time. Then later he went to the emergency room the next day. The emergency room did CT scan, x-rays. They told him that he had a lot of muscle spasm and gave him tazanidine and Tordal, which you never feel. But then later, a week later, his pain got worse, and he started. He went back to the emergency room. They told him to fill the medication, so he did. Continued to have pain because he had a knot on his back, and went back to the emergency room for the third time, and they gave him some steroids and told him to find a doctor. Period. Past medical problems: he has BPH, he has hypertension. Medication: metoprolol 50 milligram. Tartrate once a day, Flomax 0.4 once a day, COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-medical problems, hypertension, BPH, as I said, surgery, no recent surgery, family history. Mom died of heart disease, hypertension. Dad had issues with lung cancer, small cell to be exact. Social, no smoking, no drinking at this time. He has his own business, construction and such. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, 180 pounds. 99%, 97.8, 1866, 142 over 92. His blood pressure is normally much better control, but he's in a lot of pain. Heart positive, pulmonary positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to whichever this skin shows no rational on the course within lesion. Detailed neurological examination reveals no weakness on the left side. Assessment number one, neck pain. Number two, neuropathy. Next one is radiculopathy. Next one is MRI ordered. Next one is, my plan is to get his pain under control. Next number, he did have a physical done a few months ago. They told him that his liver and his kidney numbers were elevated. Next number, he saw both the specialist gastroenterologist and the kidney specialist. They told him everything was okay. Next number, he's going to get those results from me. Next number, get an MRI. Next number, avoid contrast. Next number, Tramadol 50 milligram twice a day. Next one is a few days of Celebrex 200 milligram was prescribed. Next one is prednisone taper. The only thing that helped him was the Medrol dose pack, but the prednisone taper should be a lot more effective. Next one is Neurontin 100 milligram TID. Next one is the MRI ordered on Monday in 3 days. Next number, come back next week before Christmas. Next number, depending on what we find, the physical therapy and ESI are probably the best thing to do at this time. Next number, avoid anti-inflammatory except for the Celebrex that I gave him. He was given Tordal, but told him no more Tordal. Of course, next number, he may take the tazanidine, but he doesn't take it because it didn't really help him much anyway. Thank you.